everyone. Today is Food for Life Sunday, and we are going to be having a wonderful dinner, and we also are going to have an ice cream bar, and it's not just for people who are homeless. If anyone here would like to come and share, you're welcome. Amen? So if you want to, come after, and we start serving at 1:30.
1:30, amen. Listen, come out and support the Food for Life ministry, amen? All right, let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, first of all, we want to give you praise, glory, and honor, and thank you for the most precious gift, the gift of you inside of us. And Lord, we can't do the things we do. We can't move the way we move without you. So we ask you, Lord, let your presence be felt at all times. Let us be aware of who you are. Let us be conscious of you being present in our life. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to give us the power and the anointing that destroys yokes. We love you so much, and we pray for every single person under the sound of my voice. Lord, let their life be transformed because of this message today. Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to do the offering afterwards, so you can brace yourself accordingly. Our heart, our mission, and our future. Everybody say, our heart, our mission, and our future. The sermon today is dealing with the mission of the heart. The mission of the heart. And it's important, and we talked about it last week, we talked about the heart. But I really, really, really want to hone in on the importance of our heart and our relationship with God. Now, I want to share with everyone, when John was writing and he was having this conversation with Jesus, Jesus told him this important Nicodemus, and John was writing it, and he wrote this conversation with Nicodemus and Jesus, that Nicodemus, you need to be born again. It's important that you have a transformation of the heart. It's important that you transform from the inside out. A lot of us, because we're raised in different cultures and different environments, and some of us have been raised in homes where it's a do or die, right? And it's about survival. And so we didn't really understand the power of God in our life. And so we were doing things, thinking we were doing the right thing, and we were just trying to survive. And because of it, it put us behind the eight ball. But when you accept Christ in your life, it transforms the way you think. And he becomes the Lord of your life, right? When you make Christ the Lord of your life, he's almost like he's activated in your life. And you see things differently. You see people differently, right? And then when you see people differently, you treat people differently. And it's important. And it all really starts with the heart. It's not about your theology. You know, a lot of people have all this theology. It's really about your heart, right? People really don't care what you know. They really, really care, do you care? Right? In order for you to really care the way God, you got to have God operating and active in your life, right? And it's so important that it starts with the heart, right? And so we want to talk today about the mission of the heart, the mission of your heart. Man, this is so important, right? Because I think it's going to change your marriage. I think it's going to change your home. I think it's going to change your community. It's going to change your schools. Because a lot of times you go in places and people say their mission is to really do the work of God and do the mission of God, but it's really not that, because they spend so much time tearing people down, and the people they're serving, they're actually talking about them, right? And they're doing things, and you talk about God, and you say God is the most important thing in your life, and you represent him, but behind closed doors or in your conversation, your pillow talk, man, you're belittling people, and you're talking about people and what they're not doing and what they can't do, and you're not going to be nothing, and marriage is not going to work, this is not going to happen. And so you have all these negative thoughts, man, but God doesn't think like that, right? So when you really have God operating in your heart, it changes the way you see people, right? And when you see people different, the world will change. Now listen to me. The world is going to change for you, right? The way you see it and the way you move in the world, I don't care what everything else is going on around, but the way you see the world is the way the world is going to be moving. Right? Now, it's important to understand that. I can talk about God all I want, right? But if you don't believe it, you're going to move the way you believe and the way you think. So your behavior, your actions, right, and the things you do is based on what you believe and what's in your heart. So you don't have to tell me what's in your heart. All I got to do is watch your life. Your life is going to tell the story, right? And that's why it was so important, man, that Christ be downloaded and active in your life. So you get to know about the power of God operating in your life at all times. You have to love God for him, right? You got to love God more than you love you, right? So you won't even hurt you because you love him. You won't hurt your neighbor because you love him. When your relationship with God is so tight, it doesn't matter who you interact with. It doesn't matter because everything I do is because of my relationship with him, right? So every resource I have, everybody's in my life was put there because God put them in my life because that's my worldview, right? And it's important what worldview you have. Right? Because a lot of people, man, talk about Christ. They talk about being a Christian, a follower of Christ. But when they leave the building, right, they got a whole different mentality. Right? And it's about how can I get from you what benefits me? I don't see it through the lens of how can I be a benefit to you. I want to know how I can get something from you. How can I hustle you? Right? But when you really understand Christ and understand the uniqueness of Christ and he's in your heart, everything that you encounter, everybody you deal with, young people, everybody, all your friends and everybody, you see them differently because you see Christ operating in them like you say he is in you. Right? But if you don't see him that way and you don't love God that way, you don't care about God that way, you're not going to treat people any differently. So you're going to keep on doing what you've always done. You're going to always get what you always got. And then you're going to wonder why your life is so miserable. Because it's not about money. It's not about clothes, not about shoes, not about cars, not about houses. It's about your relationship with God and people. Right? That's the only thing that really matters in this world. Right? It's not about how much money you have. Right? Because money just means pretty soon the dollar's not going to be worth nothing anyway. Right? At one time during the Depression, they was carrying money around in a wheelbarrow, took a whole wheelbarrow full of money just to buy one loaf of bread. Right? So it's not about money, it's about relationships, right? And relationship always deal with the heart, right? So I always tell people what comes from the heart will touch the heart, right? So if your heart is not right, and then your world will not be right, right? And so we have a responsibility, right, to live this thing, man, to the fullest. And God downloaded himself in us, and he's always there trying to get us, man, to manifest him in the life of other people. Right? So it's important to understand that. So all of us, everybody say all of us. All of us have a calling. Every one of us have a calling. But before our hands can serve, our heart must be in the line. Listen to me. This is important. We have a calling, but our heart need to be right before we can even operate in our gift or anything else. If our heart is not right, you can be gifted and do things, man, to destroy people instead of help people. That's extremely important. So our greatest mission isn't in the world. It's not even the church. I spell church wrong. Not even in church, Camilla, or the streets, right? It is in the deepest place. Watch this here. Everybody say the deepest. Everybody say deep down. Inside of me. That's where it all starts. Everything starts deep down inside of you. So if you're so busy trying to find a fault in other people, do a heart check. Right? It doesn't matter what you know, right, and who you know. It's about what your heart is like. Right? Because it doesn't matter, right? I was telling someone the other day, it doesn't matter. My grandson, they got a check the other day. They worked a job, and they was all excited, and his cousin didn't have no ID, right? And so I went to the bank, and I was talking to the young lady at the bank, and she happened to be a member of our church's credit union, right? And she says, based on your name alone, I'll take care of it, right? Now, I didn't get no money out the deal. It wasn't nothing for me, but because of my relationship and because of the relationship I had with her, right? And I told them, I said, remember when I was at Fifth Third? He said, yeah. I said, remember I went there and I spoke to everybody in the bank? He said, yeah. I said, then we left and went to the credit union. Yeah. I said, the reason why you do it, because everything's about relationships. Right? And then as you move, people want to see, young people. People want to know, can I trust you? People want to know, can I believe in you? Right? Because you have access to everything if your heart is right. Right? When your heart is right, you have access to everything. Everybody say everything. The mission of the heart is to be transformed so that it can transform others. Right? That's important. Is that mine? That's Tracy's. Let me put the speaker to her. All right, now. She's trying to hide up under her purse. Too late. Too late, Tracy. He's out. Right, right now. So the mission of the heart is to be transformed. Everybody say transform. The reason why I transformed is so I can help transform. Right? So that's the whole thing. I'm transformed so I can help transform others. That's the mission of transformation. So God saved you, not just for you. He saved you so you can help save others. And remember, will God save people? No, he do it through you. Some people don't even know God except through you. Right? And they don't even know him except through your heart. So when your heart is not, listen to me. You can't come here and shout it out. You can't shout it out. You got to really, 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 really have a right heart. Because some people can speak in tongues, they can dance, they can do all that stuff. But if your heart is a mess and it's not transformed, you can't transform. Here's the thing. Here's what we do. We also pour into other people what's in us. Right? When we give you wisdom and knowledge, we give you what's in us. So if my heart is a whack and a mess, what I give you is going to be bad advice. I don't care how much money I got. I don't care what my job is. I don't care what my title is. If my heart is not right, when I give you advice, it's going to be bad advice. And some of you all, because you have no relationship with God, you trust the God in me. They trust the God in you. They believe the God in you. They don't even believe in God. They believe in you. Because you've displayed God in your behavior with them. That's why they ask you to pray for them. Because they believe you can get a relationship with God. And that's because the heart you show them. Right? Now, some people can't stand to see you coming. Right? And some people, man, their whole mission, right, is to help mess up your life and deceive you. Right? They lie, they con, they tell all kinds of stuff because they try to get what you got. And they want you to move a certain way. But I'm telling you, real time, when your heart is right, you don't have to worry about nothing because God will open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing that you don't even have room enough to receive it. Hear me well. That's important. We need to understand that. Because we don't need to go around the corner. We don't have to do all that. All we have to do is make sure our heart is right. That's why he said, if you seek ye first the kingdom, Derek, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else is coming. But seeking him first is putting God as the priority in everything we do. That's important, right? So the mission of the heart is to guard your thoughts, your emotions, and your intentions because... They show you take a picture of the screen. Because they influence your actions and your decisions. Right? It's so important because all your actions, all your decisions, man, is based on your heart. The way you think is based on your heart. Everything is based on your heart. So the mission is if I can just work on getting my heart right and be conscious of my unconscious. I was telling a young lady, I said, listen, whenever you're in a situation, be conscious of your unconsciousness. Just be conscious. Realize that God is operating in you. And be conscious of it. So before I make a decision, before I say something crazy, I'm conscious of my heart. But if I've been pouring dirty, crazy stuff in my heart, right, whatever you put in is coming out. Then all of a sudden you're talking crazy to people, you're acting crazy, but you want different results. But you can't get different results, man, when your heart is somewhere else. I don't care. You can't even fake it. You know, some people, well, you know, they fake it till you make it. You can't fake a heart. You can't fake the heart. You can smile, you can dress up, you can get your hair braided, you can get your weave done, you can get your lashes done, you can look good, you can talk good, you can be eloquent and all that, but you cannot fake a heart. Now, it's something about the heart that connects, it's that energy, it's that wave. What comes from the heart, have you ever been with someone, man, and they talking good, Stephanie? Everything sound good, and it look good, and you say, this is too good to be true. And the reason why you say it's too good to be true, because the heart is not connecting. You said, something ain't right about this. It's just, something's just not right. And then you do a little research, and you find out they talking good, but they ain't saying nothing. Right? And that's because your heart is wrong. Right? And so your world keep going upside down. And you start spiraling out of control. And the more you try to pull the fast one, the faster, it's like being in quicksand. When your heart is not right and you're trying to run a game, it's like you're in quicksand. You're going down slowly. And eventually, man, all you can see is your head and you crying for help from anywhere you can get it. And your lifeline is your heart. That's why David said, created me a clean heart, oh God. Created me a clean heart and renewed the right spirit in me. You know, because I tease Brittany all the time, because Brittany, my secretary, or office administrator, I call her everything, but she's a millennial, right? So I said, Brittany, tell me about it, because they think different. Right? Because social media got them by the throat. They got these young folks by the throat, and they don't even understand stuff. And they think they smart. They think they so brilliant, and they run a game, and they doing stuff, and you can't even, listen, AI will make you think something real is not real. In 3 to 5 years, you really not going to know the truth from a lie. The only thing you're going to be able to rely on is the heart of a person. Because AI can put me in front of the screen and you think it's me preaching. And it's AI. I was talking to a young lady. She said, she's a doctor out of D.C. And she said, I wanted to get a picture. And she showed me a picture. She said, that's not even me. I had to do it real fast. So I just went and got an AI of me. Looked just like her. She said, that wasn't me. They can make you you. But it ain't you. Right? And listen, so the only thing that's going to matter is what your heart is like. And you're going to want people to believe you. But people not going to believe you. You know why they're not going to believe you? Because your heart is nothing like an energy wave. They can feel it coming before it get there. You can't lie. You think you're kind to somebody. You're not kind to nobody. They just smile in your face. And all the time, they say, that person is full of, well, you know it. The mission, by safeguarding your heart, everybody's your heart. Young people, listen to me, right? I saw a little baby fox. What's she? She's so cute. She's in the back, but someone, not the mama, the baby, right? I saw back there. By safeguarding your heart, you ensure that you choose, watch this, the choices you make align with the positive values and lead to a fulfilling life. Let me say it again. By safeguarding your heart, everybody say your heart. It helps you out. And it say, listen, this is the thing that's important. Your positive values, it protects it, right? This is important. It's a reminder to be mindful of what you allow to affect your heart and mind. It's important. Who are you listening to? Right? Who are you listening to? What song are you listening to? What video are you watching? Right? Don't believe everything you hear. Because some stuff, I didn't realize I saw a movie, right? And they had captured all these leaders. That's the first time I really understood the AI. That they captured all the leaders and they put a gun to the head and they said, just read the sentence. It was about 4 sentences. Just read it. And they didn't want to read it. They said, you're going to read it or we're going to kill you. So they read it. And then when they read it, they captured their voice. And when they captured their voice, they went back to their country and they gave a message using their face with an AI voice. Now, this is important, right? Now, so it says, a reminder, be mindful of who you listen to. So some of us swear to God it's true because you watched it on social media. Because your friend told you, your friend who don't know that name, can't even spell their own name, you believe they told you the truth. Right? Now, listen to me. If you with somebody and y'all ran a game on somebody and you ran a hustle, Margaret, and you with somebody, you know, we growing up, we think, if I was with you and we ran a hustle, all right, I'm not believing you. Because I know your heart. Because I was hustling with you. And it sounds funny, right? But what happens, who are you listening to, right, affects you. And some of us making decisions even against our parents based on the people we with. But the mission of the heart is to really connect us back to God. What do you mean connect us back to each other? That's why Jesus said, Lord, I pray that they be one. That we are one. His mission was he wanted everybody to have the same mindset as him and God. He wanted us to have that same relationship with God. Right? It does not happen unless you're sincere in your heart. Now you come to church and you're faking it. You don't really want to be here. You're like, I'm just going because they told me to go. Right? But your heart is somewhere else at the casino. Right? Or somewhere else, and you really don't want to be here, but they force you to come, right? And you wonder why you can't get no better. And you think you're doing somebody a favor because you came. You're not doing anybody a favor because you came, right? You only do yourself a favor when you go inside and do what's right in your heart. Now, you may get along good with me. You know, you sound all right with Tasha, and Tasha's so glad. Ooh, praise the Lord. My son came to church. All my boys came to church, right? She feels good about it. But God said, I want to know your heart, boy. You may fool your mama, but you can't fool me. So I'm going to go around and brag. All my kids go. They say, my kids raised up in the church. Okay. But where did they go? Where were they when they left church? You took them to Sunday school, but who are they really listening to? And that's our problem, right? But the mission of the heart is to get us in line with God. The mission of the heart is to get us in line with God. Listen, this is important. Listen to Matthew. Jesus was talking to them, and they said, they were talking to Jesus. Jesus had to come. Here's what Jesus said. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart. Everybody say all your heart. All your heart. And with all your soul. And with all your mind. This is important. He said, now, because when you really focus everything on loving him, and your heart is connected with him, right? Then he says this. This is the first and the greatest. Right? Because you can't even love you until you love him. You'll kill you. At least you'll try. He won't let you kill you until he won't kill you. So he said, listen, if you want to be successful in life, don't fool yourself based on your income. Right? Don't. That's how I tell you. You can go to church anywhere you want to go. You ain't got to go to Kingdom Embassy. You can say it's boring. I don't like Kingdom Embassy. He can't preach and all that. If your heart is not right, you can go into T.D. Jakes or Bishop Jones or whoever you want. If your heart is not right, it doesn't matter what church you go to. It doesn't matter who you sit up under. It does not matter, right? The only thing that matters is your heart right with God? My success ain't based on how many people in the church. My success is based on my relationship with God. Because you can't be fooled by the number of people you know and how big your company is and how much money you're making, right? The only thing that make you feel good for real when you look in the mirror and you take your makeup off, and you take your wig off, you know, you take your girdle off, right? And everything drops off, and you look, it's between you and the Lord in your heart. And the only thing that makes you feel good when you look in the mirror is your relationship with God. Now, I'm not talking to y'all about stuff I heard. I'm telling you what I know. I was 440 pounds. I was wearing size 66 suits, right? I was wearing a 6X shirt, right? Now, I know I didn't look good to Ardina, right? But because my heart was right, I looked pretty good. The only thing that made her love me is my heart. Because my body had changed. And if y'all just be honest, I know y'all are over here, look, you a lot, because you know you don't want no fat man. You don't want one. Right now. So you didn't want, no, you said, no, I don't want it. But when your heart is right, it trumps everything else. It trumps it all. It does not matter. They don't even see your size. Your husband don't even know. They don't even look at you. He don't even pay attention that you bald headed in the top and on the side. And you look good when you put your weave on. It's your heart that they're in love with. It's the truth. It's a heart issue. Right? So when your heart is right, because you can look good and all that kind of stuff, but you're not worth nothing if your heart is wrong. And nobody cares. But when your heart is right, you see the beauty when there's no beauty. Everybody else said, I can't understand why. But they can understand why, because what comes from the heart touches the heart. That's the beauty. Now, listen here. Now, that doesn't come unless you have a relationship with God. You can't even have a right heart without a relationship with God. You can't have one. You can say, well, yeah, yes, I can. No, you can't. You got to. Some people, they can be atheists, but it's God that's doing it. They just don't know it yet because he ain't revealed it to them yet. But he's always working. He's the one to make you do right when you want to do wrong and you can't. Right? Now, the second thing he says, and the second is likely to love your neighbor as yourself. You can't even love your neighbor as yourself if you don't love yourself. You can't love yourself because God, you don't love God. If you don't love God, it's impossible for you to love you since he's operating inside of you. Right? And I'm going to let you know a secret. You're going to be mad. I can tell what your heart is like by the way you treat other people. Because God, even though people have flaws, God don't create no junk. And here's the thing. And he wants you to look in the mirror and realize, like, why are you talking about them? You know you got the same problem. You just haven't been exposed yet. So if you really truly get your heart right, then you will see the God in them. And you'll be more compassionate and more empathetic, because some of the stuff they going through is some of the very things you going through, except God did not expose you like he exposed them. Right? So when your heart right, you have compassion on them and you love them through. How many of you have been through something? Yeah, I mean, you've been through something. And you like, Lord, God, I just need you, Lord. I need you, God. I need you right now. And guess what? He showed up and he showed out. And listen, but he was, I'm telling you, yeah, he showed up through somebody. He showed up through somebody. You about to lose your house, and he showed up at the bank who gave you a break when you didn't deserve one. Or they called somebody and they gave you a job when you weren't even qualified for the job. Just so your ends can meet. And you said, thank you, Lord. Right? Because it really was him. And what he's trying to do is trying to get your heart right. Right? So now you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, but you can't do it with just your mind. Now, if you don't believe it, go inside. Your mind play all kind of tricks on you. It lives in the past, because most of us are not conscious of our unconsciousness. So most of the decision we're making is based on stuff that's already been done with. And somebody says, I was talking to a young lady the other day, and we was having breakfast, and we was eating, and I was telling her, I said, don't you let that enemy, don't you let it happen, because they'll drop a seed in your head, and then they'll say something, and then you'll be spinning. And then you start thinking. How many people start thinking, and you think yourself into a depression? You get down. I ain't going to say depression, because that little hurt. How many people have been thinking, and you thought yourself into being upset? It didn't even happen. You just thought it was going to happen. And your mind started taking you there. So don't trust your mind. Trust your heart. When your heart feels good, it'll correct your mind. Your heart will put you in a place, man, when your mind telling you something different. Your heart says it's going to be all right. So then, because I love God so much, I love him with all my heart, all my mind, and my soul. Now, he said, and love your neighbor as much as you love you now. You only get to love you when you love him. Right? Now, it's important. Everybody say it's important. Right? He says, above all else, guard your what? For everything you do flows through it. Everything you do flows through it. Listen, it all flows through your heart. I don't care how smart you are. Right? I was telling my baby's here, Martha. I call her my God, great baby, right? So me and Martha was talking about, she looked at Martha, what you say about me? She looked at Martha looks, so we were talking, the COVID get hit, so her daughter is like a straight A student. I mean, straight A. This girl, she's so smart. She's a violinist and all this. She's been all over the country, right? But when the COVID hit, it hit her. And things was challenging, right? And I was telling her, I said, it became so challenging because that wasn't her learning style, right? Now, the reason I brought that up, because it didn't make a difference how smart she was, right? Her brain, right, is not the key. The key is your heart. Because once you get something that starts to press you, if your heart is wrong, you'll kill yourself. If your heart is not right, it'll turn inward on you and everything becomes dark. And you feel like you can't weather the storm. And this is too hard for me. And I can't do it. But when you got a relationship with God, that's your heart. When you have a relationship with God, I can overcome all things. It does not matter. He'll pull me back out of it. And watch this. God will adjust the situation and let you know, listen, I was running this whole show. And he put everything back in alignment for you when your heart is right. That's why when you, if you broke and you don't have nothing, get your heart right. Don't lie to nobody, because if you tell a lie, you want me to make a decision based on a falsehood. And then that means your heart is dark. So I'm going to make a decision, and I may give you $100 a day, but it's going to be gone before you get out the door because your heart wasn't right. But when your heart right, I can give you $50 and it'll last you the whole week because your heart was right. Right? And so that's important. So but when your heart, everything flows through it, your relationships, your connections on job, everything flows through your heart. Everybody say everything. A good person produces good things from the treasures of a good heart. Let me read that again. A good person, everybody say a good person, produces good things from the treasures of a good heart. And watch this here. Now, an evil person produces evil things from the treasures of an evil heart. So all I got to watch you, you slipping and you cussing and you acting a fool, right? You can hide it over here, but it's in your heart. And that's what you're going to produce. You can't get around it. You can't fake nobody out. You can't. You're writing it. You're writing your story. Everybody can read your story. I know some of it is in Chinese. You think can't anybody read it, but somebody going to interpret your crazy life. Right? And listen, everything in his life, I promise you, you got to back me up on this one, though. I give anybody $1,000 a day if you can tell me anything you did in life without somebody else. Everything we do in life, trace it back. You got to have somebody else to do it with you. It's got to be a connection somewhere. Everything we do, from a meal or whatever, you can't eat a miss. Somebody had to put the food together. Somebody had to grow the grain. We all so connected. When God designed, I was reading in Hebrews, I mean in Exodus, when God told him, he says, listen, I thought, Chris, when I read those, I thought Dr. Abbey had it. When he was talking about the Sabbath day, he said, and remember, rest on it. And I started reading Exodus. He said, I want you guys, every 6 years, I want you to grow crop. He said, on the seventh year, don't you do nothing. He said, I want everybody else to rest. I want the animals to rest. He said, I want the poor people to be able to go and reap what you grew and left over. Whatever that field grew in that 7 year is for the poor people and for the animals to eat off of. He said, don't you touch it, right? Master, that's deep. He said, because some people don't have, but when I'm there, I'm going to take care of you and your heart is right. He said, I already got a plan in place for you, because when I created you to be a success. I just need you to line up with me. You're not going to go hungry. I already got people putting money up for you. I know you don't have nowhere to stay. That's why I created the mission. Right? He said, I created this system for you. Right? So don't you worry. Why are you worrying? You just spend time getting your heart right and watch I make everything else line up for you. Everything will line up for you. I don't care what you do. If you line up with me, this guy, I got you. He says, because my goal is I wish above all things that you prosper. I don't intend for you to fail. I didn't create you to fail. I didn't create you to go hungry. He said, what you say flows from what is in your heart. Whatever you say. Well, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't really mean that. Yes, you did. No, I didn't really mean. Yes, you did. Because it came out of you. Now, you might want to apologize afterwards and say, hey, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have did that. But I meant what I said and said what I meant. And I want to apologize because I shouldn't have said it. Because my heart was in the wrong place. Have you ever had a broken heart? When you got a broken heart, you do some crazy stuff. That's the truth, man. Listen, when you have a broken heart, you do some crazy stuff. If you ever been in a relationship and somebody left you and you didn't want them to leave and your heart was broke, Melanie, right? I don't care how good you look. I don't care how much money you get. You can't even think straight. Your clothes don't mean nothing. Your car don't mean nothing. Nothing mean nothing. That's why I told people, man, the divorce is terrible. Divorce is like a death that keeps on dying. Because their heart is broken. Right? But when your heart is mended, and somebody come along, and God send you somebody along the way, and they mend your heart, you think you're in heaven. Because when your heart is right, your world is right. You say, oh, God sent him to me. Praise the Lord. Didn't he do it? Right? All he did was mend your heart. He just fixed your heart. That's all he did. He fixed your heart, right? Now, I'm going to wrap this. I'm doing a whole series on heart. So, now, the heart is like the earth. I'm going to stop after this. The rest I'm going to pick up after this, right? I'm really going to stop, Ardina. She goes, you always say that and you don't. I'm going to stop. This is the last scripture. Remember while I was at NARI, right? The heart is like the earth or like soil. Whatever you plant, you will grow. Whatever you put in your heart is what's going to grow. I want you to think about that. Whatever you plant in it, it's going to grow. If you want a wonderful, wonderful job, put that in your heart. Do right. Make your job the most important thing. Look at it as though God bless you. And watch it change the way you see the job. But everybody, man, I hate this job. Guess what? It's in your heart. Every time you go to work, somebody's going to say something stupid. The boss is going to say something crazy. The hour was too long. The shift was too long. Something crazy. You're going to dislike the whole time. And you're going to be miserable. You're going to come home kicking the dog, kicking the cat. You're mad at everybody else because you went to work because God blessed you with a job making $40 an hour and you mad. This is crazy. I don't understand why. This, 95, this ain't no money. Keep whining. He take it away. You say, well, it was some. But when your heart is right and you appreciate who God is in your life, it changes the world, right? If bitterness and fear and pride is planted in your heart, it will show up in your action, your behavior. Everybody say, he's not like that. He just got a bad attitude. No, he got a bad heart. He need a heart transplant. If they got a bad attitude and the fungus, well, you know, their mama was like that. No, that's why the born-again experience is so important. Right? You said, well, it's in a genetic line. Right? You can change genetics. Right? And some stuff, I know, because some people was in one family and they got with the wrong environment and you thought they was from a whole different family. Now, this is important. Right? So, if love, grace, and faith is planted in your heart, it shows up in everything you touch. Everything you touch turn to gold. Right? Here's the thing, you know, when your heart is right, everybody say your heart. You can make a terrible mistake, right? Terrible. I mean, it's terrible. Everybody can be talking about you, Fox. They can talk about you like a dog. But when your heart is right, they're going to forgive you. People going to come back around, and then you're going to move on. People going to get behind you, and they're going to back you, right? Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to be like David. Lord, I repent. I'm sorry for what I did. I deserve to die. It's in your hands. But I ask you, please don't remove your Holy Spirit from me. Lord, don't take your anointing. I'm not that smart. I'm only anointed because of you. I know I'm not that smart. Now, Martha thinks I'm pretty smart, but I'm really not that smart, right? I'm just anointed. Right? When you're anointed, I remember Bishop Wells told me one time, he's telling the story, Margaret. He said he was riding with his papa, his father, Papa Wells, and he was in the car going to Memphis. And Papa Wells with some other pastors, he says, excuse the language, but he says, man, you know what? God make these folks think we somebody when we ain't nobody. But he used those kind of terms. But I want you to think about that. When your heart is right, God will make people see you differently. Because you ain't got to be that smart, but they'll think you're smart. Right? It's because your heart is right. You can get in rooms you couldn't get in if you had a dark heart. You can't even sit at certain tables when your heart is dark. You know, I tease all the time. Y'all hear me tease DeAndre Pentecost and Briggs all the time. I tease. I have so much respect for them girls. Every time I call, they answer my call. I don't take that for granted because I know they're some powerful, powerful black girls, right? So when they answer my call, I know that means something. That means my heart is right. As soon as I call, they got powerful. They're doing powerful stuff, but they answer my call. But what if I was a kind pastor? What if I was a hustler? Right? I thought I was slick. They're like, I ain't answering that call. Now, that's real talk. Some people don't answer your call. You better check your heart. Because when your heart is right, God will get you through when you're not supposed to get through. They said, man, how you get through to the president? Because your heart is right. Because everybody is the same. Right? So God put people in different positions. And they think they powerful, but they really just like you. They put their pants leg on one at a time. Only difference between LeBron James and me is a billions of dollars. Well, that's a big difference. JBA is a big difference. Well, a few dollars. That's a few dollars, you know what I'm saying? Right? But it's your heart. Everybody say your heart. Your heart is right. Get your heart right. Today, and I'm going to finish this thing on the mission. Let your mission be transforming your heart. Let your mission be I'm going to change who I am today. The way I talk to my kids, the way I talk to my spouse, the way I talk to people at my job, the way I talk to people in the streets, it's going to be different today. Everything's going to be different today. I don't care what happened yesterday. Today is going to be different. I'm changing today. I'm going to live through my heart. I'm going to love people the way God loved them. They don't mean I'm going to be your doormat. Right? But I'm going to get my heart right. I'm going to pay attention to social media and not run and chase every little lie they tell you. Because they got all these what they call clickbaits, a bait click, whatever the stuff. They put some on, make you look at it, and you think it's the truth. And it's a lie to lure you down somewhere. They can make you go wherever. They can make you riot, and you don't even riot. But if your heart is right, can't nobody lure you nowhere but to God. Everybody say, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Give the Lord a hand clap. Everybody stand to your feet. I want you to think about how you're going to bless the Lord. Get your offering in your hands, right? Because we're going to give our offering on our way out the door. So get your offering in your hand. Can we have the officers come forward as we prepare to leave? If you would like to be a member of Kingdom MC family, I would love for you to join our family. There's so many benefits being a part of Kingdom MC. Listen, I wish that we'd be the best church, but we're not the best church. We're just a good church. We're not the best, right? But you want to join this team. If you don't have another church, don't leave your church, then you're going to join us. It's going to be better because it's not going to be better over here, right? Because it's whatever's in your heart. But if you don't have a church anywhere, you're not going to church anywhere, we would love for you to be a part of our family. We want to pour into you. If you're going back to college, anything like that, I want you here. Any college student, please come to the altar. I want to pray for you before you go back to school, right? I know I missed my heel girl. She's gone, but all right. Anyone else? Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless the offering. Bless those who have to give. And everyone have something to give. Lord, we ask you to touch their hearts, Lord. And don't let anyone lack for what they sow from their heart. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for everyone that's here upon the sound of my voice. Be with us, Lord. Give us your strength. Let us represent you and reflect you as we interact with people every day. Let us change today. Let us change our environment in our home by changing our heart. We love you so much. And as we leave this place, never, ever, ever, ever we want to leave your presence. Always make us conscious of you in our life as we make decisions. In Christ's name we pray, amen. As they march around, for those who like prayer, come forward and just sit on the front altar and I pray with you. So we need everybody to march around, please.